Everything is disturbingly on edge in this painting. Nothing is stable. The princess looks as if she's about to stumble out of the picture. The naked corpse of the dragon's earlier victim is about to slither into the sea. And the dragon itself is clinging on for dear life before it too is forced into the water by the charging St. George. But everything is also strangely disjointed. The tree stump behind St. George's horse must have got in the way of any charge that he made. The coastline leaps forward from the back without any regard for conventional perspective, and the scale of the figures is almost arbitrary. The corpse seems much bigger than St. George on his horse. And the celestial vision in the sky can be seen as both being in the far distance or hovering directly over St. George himself. Similar contradictions and strangenesses exist in the lighting of the painting. Where is the light coming from? We've got that glowing vision in the sky, but it doesn't seem to be casting any light on the landscape beneath, which seems to be lit by some unseen light source on the right. But then again, even the distant horizon seems to have hints of a sunset beyond it. All these devices and inconsistencies of scale and light inevitably add to the extraordinary tension and drama of this picture.